This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Belue Show, only on The Fan.
It's the Buck Belue Show. Hope your Monday's off to a great start. We are live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery, Atlanta, here on 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Click and watch. And that Fan mobile app is comes in handy, brother, sister. Listen anywhere, anytime, crystal clear. Get that Fan mobile app, driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Road dog ready. Our producer and also engineer. Holy cow, where's DT? David Holloway in today. Good to have you back in here, brother.
Good to be back, Buck.
As we have the fastest one-hour show in the country getting underway right now. Fast in that we try to squeeze as much as we can into 42 minutes of content, so... David, let's get busy, brother.
Bucks Big Take.
All right, my favorite sports weekend just wrapped up with my new favorite athlete winning the Masters for the second time in 3 years. And no, he doesn't get a second green jacket. All you need's one. Repeat champions just put on the one they already had. Early last week, I spoke of this tournament being Scheffler against the field, and that's exactly what it turned out to be. Number one player in the world stepped up and delivered another flawless performance. Tee to green, Scheffler is world class, consistently bombing the driver accurately. And he's, without a doubt, the best iron player on the planet. In fact, his iron play is the best on tour since Tiger back in 2006. So many birdie opportunities for Scheffler. And his putting issues are now a thing of the past, which means he has distanced himself from the other top 10 players in the world. Scotty is classy. Scotty has surrounded himself with a world-class team. Scotty is a ferocious competitor. And with Scotty, faith is his foundation. Check out the results. 9 wins on tour in just a little over 2 years. 0 rounds over par this year, not one, along with 3 victories in his last 4 events. Folks, this is Scotty Scheffler's world. And the rest of us are just living in it. Let's hear from Scotty after the victory yesterday, talking about his emotions.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought my stroke average, my putting average down on 18. That was nice. Down to, you know, 5 strokes and 2.5 is my average. So that's not bad. No, it's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging. And to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what it is, the quality of golf that he's playing. Now, he's going to go home and have his wife is going to have their first child. These are special times for Scotty Scheffler and special times for the golf fan. I mean, how do you not enjoy the performances that he is throwing out there these days? These other guys in the top 10 have got to be shaking their heads saying, look, I mean, if I play my best and Scheffler plays his best, I'm getting beat. You're not going to get beat, though. 680 green card now available, and man, it's going fast. Deal of the year allows you to play six of the area's best courses for a low price of $249. Talking about Cherokee Run, Bears Best. That's my home course. Heritage Golf Links, Collins Hill, Sequoia, Wolf Creek, $607 value for just $249. These things are going to sell out fast. Limited to just 200 cards, and right now we've only got, so we got less than 50 of these things still available. So you might want to make it happen. Cards on sale, 50 of them remaining. You need to go to 680thefan.com. Absolutely. All right, let's talk a little Braves baseball.
Time to talk Braves. Let's go chopping.
Yeah, let's talk a little Bravos. Bravos woke up in Houston this morning. And it's got to be a little like this, right? When you're playing Major League Baseball, you're traveling so much. There are probably times when you wake up and your first thought is, okay, where am I at? Braves are in Houston. First of three tonight, 8:10 start. You're going to hear all the action right here on the home of the Braves, 680 The Fan. Won the series down in Miami thanks to Marcell Ozuna. My goodness, Ozuna. Three-run bomb with two outs in the top of the ninth yesterday. Leads Major League Baseball with seven home runs and 21 runs batted in. I mean, this guy is just raking right now. Ozuna 7-for-12 in the series. Two bombs, eight RBI. I mean, it's just phenomenal what he's doing in the middle of the lineup in that DH spot. And he's just carrying this team. Remember, a year ago, he ended up with 40 home runs and 100 RBI. And the fit with the Braves as a designated hitter in the middle of the lineup is just spectacular. I don't think anybody's got it better at the DH than the Atlanta Braves with Marcell Ozuna. And one thing I've noticed years ago when the Braves picked him up working the clubhouse, I was able to notice that Marcell Ozuna is one of the more popular players in the clubhouse, especially among the Hispanic players. I mean, there is constant communication, talking, hitting, and kidding around. I think everybody in there loves Marcell Ozuna.
I'll tell you one thing, who else loves Marcell Ozuna is Michael Harris II, because if you remember last year when Michael went through that slump, Marcell was the one who got him out of it by saying, hey, you're the best center fielder in this league right now, and Michael just snapped out of his funk. So, yeah, he's very popular with the young players, too.
Yeah, so likable in this clubhouse. Now, I remember when he was at the low point. When he was at the low point, there was a lot of the media in this town and a big portion of the Braves Country fan base that wanted him gone. Had some off-the-field incidents. And I know we had that drop of him speaking with the police early in the morning time on the way home from some party. He said, I'm Ozuna from Braves. We must have played that thing 1,000 times. And then he and his wife have had some issues along the way. But a lot of people were wanting the Braves to cut his butt immediately and just pay whatever was owed on the contract. I'm sitting here today thankful that Derek Schiller and Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves brass decided not to do that, support their guy, and look at him now. I mean, they would have had to have eaten, I believe at the time, $32 million. Just cut the check, get rid of the guy, write a check for $32 million. I think they might, what about you? Do you think they made the right move here, supporting Marcell Ozuna? Certainly looks so right now, the way, and last season too. Again, 40 bombs and 100 RBI at the DH spot. My goodness, talk about productive. And this start he's gotten off to this season has been a real eye-opener. I mean, this guy really has upped the work ethic, put the work in, and it is definitely paying off. I tell you what, let's hear from Ozuna talking about his confidence.
Confidence. So when you got your confidence, everything gonna see well, and then you can hit better. If you don't have no confidence, you're gonna be like struggling. Like at the first month of the year, last year, I have all the thing in my head. But right now, I know how my mind clear, and then I can do whatever God give me to do.
Ozuna from Braves, you keep on keeping on, brother. Swinging a big bat right now. Two out, three-run bomb, game winner, wins the series. And the Braves will throw Vines, Lopez, and Freed in this three-game series in Houston. Hopefully, we're going to knock them upside the head, too. Speaking of the Braves, all season when the Braves hit a home run, you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. The next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you get a free alignment and a free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals get. At Tire Discounters, learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. All right, coming back on the other side, quickly I will run through the number one team in college football during the preseason, entering this 2024 season. I was in Athens for G-Day. You know, I didn't see any other of these Atlanta area sports talk hosts there. I could have missed them. I just didn't see anybody else there. So I'm going to drop some knowledge on you. If you're wondering about the Bulldogs, top to bottom, we're going to run through it quickly. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Heads up! Got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Man, we got it going on, keeping it real. Scotty just has one green jacket, though, not two. You get fitted for one, and they just let you keep that one for years and years. What a performance over the weekend, though. And how about our Braves, man? How about it? Ozuna, keep it up, brother. You keep it up. All right, so a busy day on Saturday. I took in the G-Day scrimmage, which ended in a 20-20 tie between the red and the black, and was able to watch the G-Day scrimmage with the other media members from the president's suite. Man, I can't say I've ever been in there before. My goodness, that was awesome. I mean, you walk in there, they call you sir, and they ask you what you need. Then they start feeling around for the checkbook. And well, they didn't exactly do that Saturday, but it's great to be over there checking out this 2024 Georgia Bulldog team, which you look around right now in the preseason, most everyone's got Georgia number one coming into the season. And for good reason. Good reason. I'm going to blow through it as quickly as I can. We'll hit every position group, offense, defense, special teams, and we'll try to sum it up in case you didn't get a chance to see what was going on there. Saw it with my own two eyes, and I must say I left very impressed. Thing I really liked was the ones versus ones, which equaled some really good competition going on out there. And I tell you another thing that was fun, as a former quarterback at Georgia, it was fun seeing the Bulldogs lead with the passing attack. I mean, so many times through the years, this program has been fully attached and fully involved with the run game. I mean, nobody handed it to Herschel like I did. But I tell you what, they're leading with the pass in 2024. And let's start at the quarterback position. Carson Beck put on a really good show, I thought. He was throwing the ball all over the field, short, intermediate, to deep. This dude can spin it, does a great job reading coverage and getting the ball out quickly. He didn't hold the ball very long back in the pocket. He can move through his progressions very quickly. I mean, these young quarterbacks, A good example of how to play the position would be to watch Carson Beck do his thing. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, his accuracy was a little bit of an issue on Saturday. I mean, it's like close to 50% of his completion rate on Saturday. And here's what I see with that. This is part of the process. He's got new weapons, three transfer receivers they brought in. New weapons, and so you need some game reps to establish a little bit of chemistry between those receivers and himself. I mean, practice is one thing, but you're only going to get this a game-type rep. So scrimmages, the G-Day game, it's just part of the process for Carson and these new wide receivers. Carson, I would give him an A for his performance in G-Day Saturday. Moves around a little bit, can run with it a little bit. Certainly helps that offensive line. We'll get to them in a minute. QB2, Gunnar Stockton, solidified his status as the backup quarterback with a quality performance in G-Day Saturday. I mean, this guy has got a versatile skill set. He can throw it in the pocket. He can throw it on the run. He can pull it down and run with it. He can lead, which is very important. The other guys believe in him. He's tough. He's a winner. Very impressive with his intangibles. And I think he solidified that backup job. Now, look, you're going to see Kirby go in the transfer portal later this week, and you're going to see Georgia sign a quarterback because Kirby wants four quarterbacks in that position group. And right now he's only got three, and one of them's a true freshman that got dinged up during the spring, and his time was limited. A little disappointed I didn't get to see Puglisi. So Kirby's going to sign another quarterback here in this transfer portal. The doors are going to open here in a day. But it's not for the backup job. I believe they are totally confident that if anything happens to Beck, they can go out and win big with Gunnar Stockton. All right, let's talk about the weapons for a second. As I mentioned last week, previewing G-Day, the Bulldogs are as deep with weapons in the passing game as I've ever seen them. And I've been around a few years. I mean, they go 10 to 12 deep in quality weapons that Carson Beck can get the ball to. Colby Young, the transfer out of Miami, looks like he's going to be the starter at the X wide receiver spot. And he is long and he's strong, made a great catch on a 50-50 ball in the G-Day game on Saturday. He's going to get more comfortable with the reps. He's looking like he's going to replace Rosemary Jack Saint, and Georgia's going to continue to roll with it at the X-wide receiver spot. The backup's going to be Ra-Ra Thomas, who is second year in the program, and now he's getting comfortable understanding what to do and where to line up and what the route concepts are. So at the X wide receiver spot, they are looking really good with Colby Young and Ra-Ra Thomas. Z wide receiver spot, Dylan Bell is a tremendous player. And if you didn't see that a year ago, you must not have been paying attention. I mean, dude even lined up at running back and was getting the job done. Really good, versatile, tough receiver that can make the tough catch, can make people miss. Really loved Dylan Bell. And then also they got Arian Smith, who's really developed his game, turned into a lot better receiver. Arian Smith is a dangerous man. And you get this kid out of Vanderbilt, London Humphreys, that also looks like a quality option there at the Z-wide receiver spot. In the slot, you got Dominic Lovett, who's the go-to receiver. And he showed off that skill set on Saturday. You got Michael Jackson, you brought in from USC, Southern Cal, and the Trojans. He looks like a guy that can make some things happen. Speed receiver, really good at short to intermediate, middle part of the field. And then also, don't forget about Anthony Evans, the kick returner, who's fearless, running down the middle of the field, making the tough catch. So those receivers, man, I mean, this is as deep a receiver group as I've ever seen at Georgia. Now, I'm also going to include Delp at tight end and Lawson Lucky at tight end as weapons in the passing game. Folks, Georgia is as deep at the receiver, or when you count Delp and Lucky, as deep at the receiver position as any team in college football, with a quarterback that can spin it and an offensive coordinator that can game plan and play call. Georgia's in great shape. They're going to lead with a passing attack, and that's what they should be doing. running back position. They've got a trio that I believe is legitimate. You got ETN. I didn't know if I was going to see him because of the off-the-field thing that he had going on. But Kirby had him out there, and, man, he's explosive. He brings that explosive element to the running back spot, whether it's in the run game or whether it's in the passing game. Explosive. He can take that sucker to the house. So you need that if you're going to be big and take down these other top 10 teams. Love what I'm seeing out of ETN. He's going to be a great fit, providing that explosive ability at the running back spot. Roderick Robinson, a big back with make-a-miss skills. I like what he brings to the table. I was impressed. And he's not just some big 225-pound back that's looking to run over somebody. He can catch the ball. He is a big-bodied back that can do the shifty running back things. I like Roderick Robinson. And then also Andrew Paul, I'm a big fan of. Really looked good his freshman year. Year number two, injured his knee, was out pretty much, came back and was able to contribute a little bit last year. But he's an all-around running back, all-around skill set. He can do a little bit of everything. Tell you what, that trio of RBU continues. Don't want to forget about the offensive line. As I look at this Georgia offensive line, I see another top three offensive line in college football. Now, I know they hadn't won that Joe Moore Award. That seems to be going to Notre Dame and Michigan and some of those northern teams. But Georgia's been right there. They've got another quality offensive line, and they go eight deep. If they suffer an injury, whether it's offensive guard or offensive tackle, they've got legitimate players ready to step in. I mean, offensive guard, you got three quality options in Fairchild, Morris, and Ratledge. Offensive tackle, you got Green, you got Trush, you got Freeling. They are excellent in pass protection. And I tell you what, if you were expecting to see some drop-off at center with Cedric Van Pran, a three-year starter moving on to the National Football League, forget about that. Jared Wilson, there's going to be very little, if any, drop-off at the center position on this Georgia offense. So, again, this offensive line is going to be one of the best in college football. Let's hit the defense real quick. What stands out to me with this Georgia defense is you've got All-American caliber players at all three levels of the defense. Defensive line. And that includes the outside linebacker lining up on the defensive line. Mykel Williams is a legitimate All-American caliber player, and a big season out of Mykel. He's looking to be a first-round draft pick. So you got that guy coming off the edge that can play the run, set the edge, get after the quarterback. Mykel Williams is a star that's looking to blossom this year. The linebacker spot, inside linebacker, you got Smile Mondon, who you did not see in the G-Day game, but they don't need to see him. They already know what he brings to the table, and that is the best coverage linebacker in college football. Smile Mondon, an All-American caliber player at the linebacker position. And then in the secondary, you got Malachi Starks. Again, All-American skill set at the safety position. So you've got an All-American caliber player at all three levels of the defense. Tell you what, I was so impressed, even though Smile Mondon was not participating in G-Day as he rehabs an injury, but I was so impressed with the inside linebackers that Georgia's running out there. C.J. Allen, Raylan Wilson, Jaylon Walker. I'm talking about that young trio right there who got a little action a year ago with Dumas Johnson stepping on getting injured and having to step away. These three guys got more playing time, and it shows. I mean, they have totally developed into a trio of young inside linebackers that are both athletic and tough, and they were really impressive on display Saturday. This inside linebacker group, probably the second most impressive position group on the team besides the wide receiver position. Yeah, I was a little concerned, and I didn't know what I would see at the cornerback spot, you know, with Kamari Lassiter, who I got a chance to spend some time with before G-Day, and Boy, I tell you what, he's an impressive young man. He's going to make somebody an excellent NFL cornerback in the draft coming up here in a few days. But he told me prior to G-Day, Buck, you shouldn't be concerned about the cornerback spot because it's in really good hands with Everett and Humphrey. And he really likes Harris, the third cornerback in the group. And I had not had a chance to see him play the game until G-Day Saturday, and I was very impressed with Harris. Ellis Robinson coming in as a true freshman. They're going to develop him. So right now it's looking like they've got four legitimate, competent cornerbacks, boundary cornerbacks, that can go out there and make it happen in the SEC this year. Aguero at the nickel cornerback spot looks legit. I am not really concerned with the secondary anymore after seeing G-Day. There is one concern. You're probably thinking, Ballou, you're just blowing it up, and, you know, you're a Georgia guy, and all you're going to do is sit there and brag about everybody. I do have a concern. And the concern is the interior defensive line. And that's a concern because you're playing big boy football in the SEC. I mean, you're going to play teams like Alabama that's going to line up some 350-pound interior offensive linemen, and they're going to knock you off the ball. So I am concerned about this. And Brinson and Stackhouse are back. They're veteran players that have played a ton of football, and they're going to be the starters in the interior defensive line. But I'm a little concerned with the depth there at the interior defensive line with Miller, Hall, and Jarrett, who need to continue to develop. And I think this is one area that you need to keep an eye on here, because if these young three guys as backups in the interior defensive line can continue to develop and show up in a couple of months when the season gets underway and provide some quality depth where they can rotate these guys in and they continue to grow and get better, and I think that can happen with these young players, then Georgia should be okay in the interior defensive line. But right now, I would say it's the number one concern for me, looking at this Bulldog team. Let's bounce around, take a look at some of the other spring games that were going on this weekend. Georgia Tech, I'm assuming, I didn't hear all of the locker room this morning, but I'm assuming Joe Hamm and those boys, they were breaking it down, that white and gold game. This Jackets defense, brand new, and they were on display. New defensive coordinator, new scheme. They were one of the worst defenses in the ACC a year ago. They bring in a guy that was running the best defense in the ACC a year ago from Duke. And from what I was told, this linebacker group, position group, looked sound with run fits. They were very active, which is indicative of the scheme that's been installed down on the flats. Got Burrell and Harvey in the secondary looking legitimate, so I think the good news coming out of Georgia Tech in their spring game was the defense is looking better. And for them to be better than 7-6, they're going to need this defense to step up. Georgia State Panthers, that quarterback competition going on. We talked to Dale McGee about that on Friday. You got the veteran Zach Gibson threw for almost 200 yards and a touchdown in the game. He's trying to hold off Braylon Ragland, a redshirt freshman. He threw for over 200 yards in the game. Thing I kept hearing about was Dale McGee had a fun atmosphere going on. They even had the rapper Pastor Troy showing up and delivering a halftime performance. A lot of high school recruits and coaches on the scene. Dale McGee off to a really good start at Georgia State. How about at Alabama? Their A-Day, they had 72,000 show up. Now, they didn't stay the whole time. They showed up to see the beginning of this new era of Alabama football with Kalen DeBoer now, the new head coach. I tell you what, I didn't learn very much. Nick Sheridan, the new offensive coordinator, Milroe, he only threw it 9 times. I mean, the Georgia quarterbacks, they threw it 83 times in the scrimmage. Milroe, 3 of 9 for 100 yards, hit a couple of deep shots early and basically packed it in. Ty Simpson, the backup quarterback, a lot of noise coming out of Tuscaloosa about him challenging Milroe. Not the case. He's probably going to hit the transfer portal. see that Milroe's going to be the guy? Tell you, the buzz coming out of the Alabama A-Day game was a running back, Jam Miller, 8 carries, 83 yards, got the Tide fans excited with a couple of big plays early in the scrimmage. They also have Justice Haynes. Alabama, they went opposite of Georgia. They ran it in the A-Day scrimmage for over 200 yards, 42 carries, and 4 touchdowns. Got to retool that wide receiver position. Top 3 receivers are gone. Along with Nick Saban, they've got this Washington transfer. Bernard is his last name. Had a couple of deep catches and looked pretty good. I tell you what didn't look good at Alabama was that dirt on the field that they painted green to look like grass. Come on, Alabama, you're better than that. Up in Knoxville, the orange and white scrimmage, and Iamaleava, the new big-time quarterback for Josh Heupel, was impressive. 7 for 9 with a touchdown. He's ready to take over. Put up some big stats in this Heupel system. Wide receiver position loaded again. They've got Mike Matthews, this top-rated freshman receiver, top 25 player in this recruiting class, showed off a little bit. Brazil, Tulane transfer. Squirrel White, that's right. Squirrel White will be back making plays. Iamaleava is going to have a big season for Tennessee. Also, LSU Garrett Nussmeier looking good. 7 for 7 down at LSU, 2 touchdowns. He's got a really good offensive line, really good offensive coordinator. They're reloading at the wide receiver position. Lacey Anderson, Hilton, Parker Daniels, and Thomas, they're deep, talented. LSU can, they can recruit those receivers now. So they'll just reload there. There's some of what was going on in college football over the weekend. Let's get to the Bulldog beat.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, mark sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's own credit union and attorney Ken Nugent.
I want to talk a little SEC baseball and talk about this Bulldog program. Now, I wasn't a national champ in baseball. I was all SEC a couple of years, but we didn't win the championship. Bulldogs taking 2 of 3 from the Missouri Tigers over the weekend. This SEC baseball league is the best in college baseball, man. I mean, it is deep. A little different than when I was playing there. Georgia taking 2 of 3 against Missouri over the weekend. Won game 1, 15-10. Lost game 2, 6-5. Came back with a game 3 win of 10-7. They're going to host Ole Miss this weekend. Wanted to talk about my man, Charlie Condon. 24th home run in game 3 of the series this weekend. And those 24 home runs leads college baseball nationally. Nobody's hit more home runs than Condon. And listen to the series he put together. Game 1, he was 4 for 4 with 5 RBI, 3 runs, and 2 home runs. Game 2, he's 2 for 4 with an RBI and a run. They were scared of him. They walked him a couple times. Game 3, 2 for 5 with 2 RBI, 2 runs. Had a home run in game 3 over the weekend. So for the series, Charlie Condon goes 8 for 13, 3 home runs, 8 RBI, and 6 runs scored. Charlie Condon, folks, he might be the first player drafted in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft. And I tell you, Wes Johnson's got the Bulldogs playing a quality brand of baseball over in Athens, especially at Foley Field. They've been almost unbeatable over there. And it's going to do, this program's going to do nothing but get better and better as the years go by. So really thrilled with the Georgia baseball program. On sale now is Little Big Town coming to Gas South Arena December the 12th. And they are celebrating 25 years. Little Big Town brings their Take Me Home tour to Atlanta with special guest Sugarland and the Costellos. Tickets go on sale Went on sale this past Friday at Ticketmaster.com. That's Little Big Town. Special guest Sugarland and the Costellos, December the 12th at Gas South Arena. We're going to give away two tickets right now. We'll do this all week long on the Buck Belue Show. 404-231-1680, the number. Four-member group from Homewood, Alabama, alternating lead vocalist. You never see that. Number one songs, Pontoon and Better Man, six other top tens. We want to send you to go see Little Big Town coming up in December. 404-231-1680. Road Dog will get somebody signed up for a pair of free tickets. Coming back on the other side, got some Falcons and Hawks I want to talk to you about. So stick around for that. You got the Belue Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Carson had a great spring to me. He's had a quiet leadership. He's got a lot of confidence. When things aren't going well, to kids and players and O-line turned to him. He had a really good moxie out on the field. He never, you know, pressed or got frustrated even today. He drove the team down and made some really elite throws there at the end to give us a chance to tie the ball game. But taking today out of it, I mean, I don't even go off today. He's had a good spring. He's just, he knows how to navigate a pocket. He knows where to go with the ball. There's nothing he hadn't seen on defense. So I'm happy with where he is. I want him to continue to grow as a leader.
Got the Buck Belue Show here on the Fan. That was Kirby Smart bragging on his quarterback. Really looked good in G-Day Saturday. Now forget about the accuracy thing. It's part of the process, folks. Come on. This time next year, we're going to be busy talking about where Carson Beck fits in the NFL draft. We're going to enjoy, as a Bulldog fan, you should enjoy the upcoming season and what he's going to bring to the table. And as a listener to 680 The Fan, you should enjoy, too, our 680 The Fan girl, our new brand new social media sports content tailored to the ladies. Become a 680 The Fan girl today and follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Believe it's time to talk about the Atlanta Falcons for a moment. As we tag out, we got a tag team thing going on at the engineer role on the show today. We got Lear checking in as they give each other a high five. Holloway and Lear switching out in the middle of the show. And the NFL draft coming up in 10 days and counting. So here we go, man. The final stretch run to talk about mock drafts, what your team's going to do in the draft. Tell you what, just to review what I've said a couple times already, is the Falcons draft, as far as that first pick, pick number 8 in the first round, I continue to hope. And you look at these mock drafts, and I'd say 8 out of 10 of them are saying the Falcons are going to take the Alabama edge rusher, Dallas Turner. And I just hope that the Falcons don't reach for an edge rusher at pick number 8. To me, that doesn't make any sense. I know that edge rusher is a real problem area for the Falcons over the last, it seems like, 10 to 15 years. I always need and always talk about the edge rusher, but I just hope they don't make the mistake. Fontenot and his staff make the mistake of reaching for an edge rusher when you've got a top 10 pick in the draft. And when you're talking about top 10 pick in the draft, you're talking about an impact player, a guy that you're going to plug in and play, a guy that's going to make multiple Pro Bowl appearances, be honored with that, one of the best players at his position in the National Football League, a guy that's going to make an immediate impact and do great things and end up being a Falcons Hall of Famer. I mean, those are the kind of guys you think about when you draft in the top 10. So I just hope the Falcons don't reach on the edge rusher with the eighth pick of the first round. Dallas Turner, I was looking at Pro Football Focus again last night, and Dallas Turner rated out by Pro Football Focus the 16th best player in the draft. So, Lear, let me say, you're drafting eighth, and you take a guy rated number 16. Does that make any sense when it comes to you?
That math doesn't add up to me, Bob.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm no math expert, but that just doesn't add up. And you're going to continue these last 10 days. You're going to hear this over and over. I hope the Falcons take Dallas Turner. Maybe that verse down at Florida State. They're reaching if they do that. And Fontenot has not been a guy that's been a reacher. He has done the best player available is his philosophy. And I tell you what, I'm a big fan of that philosophy. The best player available, man. I mean, you take him. And you roll with it. Now, I think what the Falcons have an opportunity to do at that eighth pick of the first round is take the top cornerback off the board and a guy that's rated as a top 10 player in Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. I mean, he's a guy that's visited the Falcons, so they're interested in him. He laid down that 4-3 at the combine. And look at the production on the field. Defended 52 passes as a collegiate player, 25 last season. He's a plug-and-play guy. He's a complete player. He can play zone. He can play man. He's got ball skills. And you got a chance to take him with the eighth pick of the first round, and I hope they do that. Let me tell you what not to be concerned about is the Falcons taking a quarterback, at least with one of these top four picks, first round, second round. They got two in the third round. So don't get upset about that when you hear these people talking about the Falcons taking a quarterback. It doesn't make any sense, number one. Number two, you got these other position groups that you need to address. So beyond the first round, you get into needs-based drafting most of the time. And you're going to have to get a nose tackle in there, I believe. Better take care of those needs because there's no money to be spent. Add in free agency, all that money's been spent. Let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, Atlanta Hawks finished the regular season 36-46. Sneak into this play-in, ridiculous play-in thing as the 10 seed, the last team in the East. And they finished the season losing six games in a row. I mean, don't you feel really confident heading into the play-in game? Come on, man. Our Atlanta Hawks have won. They've lost six games in a row. And ended the season allowing 157 points. 49 in the first quarter. That is the second most ever in the Hawks organization, if you take away the overtime thing. So the Hawks are going to play in Chicago on Wednesday. And we're not tournament tough. We're not ready. I mean, we're still resting. Like Capella, they rested in Indianapolis. You got Jalen Johnson with an ankle. You got Onyeka Okongwu with a toe. So the Hawks season ends on Wednesday in Chicago. Totally embarrassing. You know, I saw this on social media. Describe this Hawk season in one word. Let me give it to you. Embarrassing. It's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show. Fastest 1 hour in sports talk radio. We appreciate you hanging out. The Chiellini and Domino Show. Follow me. Stick around for the boys next here on The Fan.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.